Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're beginning our month of December with a lesson about December. Now, of course, it's the holiday season. Any time from Thanksgiving through Christmas is considered the holiday season. And so, of course, we have a lot to learn today about the month of December and different things you can learn around the world and enjoy. Now, what do you like about December? Carolyn, is there anything you especially like about this month?
Well, in the United States, a lot of times there will be snow in December, and it's very cold, so you can go outside and play in the snow, and then come back in, spend time with your family where it's nice and warm, and have a nice cup of hot chocolate.
That does sound nice. I'm a little envious of you because I did not grow up in a place where I could see snow any time of the year, and I love the idea of looking at snow or playing in snow, especially in the winter or December. Well, have you ever seen or had a white Christmas? That's when there is snow all around at Christmas time. Okay, we have a lot to learn from today's lesson, so let's get started.
December. The last month of the year is filled with joy and celebration. It's the most wonderful time of the year. This popular song's title and lyrics reflect the happiness many people feel during the holiday season, which lasts the whole month of December. Stores are filled with lights, decorations, and sales signs. Businesses and families hold parties. The smell of baking cookies and other holiday treats fills homes. Geneva, Switzerland holds a chocolate festival called L'Escalade on December 11th to commemorate the defeat of an attacking army. According to one story, a woman poured soup on a soldier's head, hit him with her cauldron, and then ran to warn her neighbors. This stopped the attack, so now people smash and eat chocolate cauldrons in her honor.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. The last month of the year is upon us. In today's Month Facts article, we'll learn all about why December might just be one of the most festive months of the year. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Lyrics. Lyrics is a plural noun. That song is very encouraging. The lyrics always inspire me not to give up. Commemorate. Commemorate is a verb. Our city is holding a parade to commemorate its founding. Fabulous. Fabulous is an adjective. The band's fabulous song earned them a Grammy Award. Symbolize. Symbolize is a verb. On an American flag, 50 white stars symbolize the country's 50 states. Your more information word is cauldron. Cauldron is a noun. What is your favorite part about December? Think about that as we begin.
Well, there are very many interesting festivals in December, and they have very interesting origins. Well, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson. We read, "The last month of the year is filled with joy and celebration." And it's true, December is one of the most wonderful months of the year for many people because of the holidays.
That's right. So it fills people with joy. And of course, they like to celebrate. Well, you could be filled with something else too, another kind of emotion. Maybe something happened and you're filled with happiness or filled with excitement. Maybe something terrible happened and you are filled with sadness. Well, of course, December, people are filled with joy and celebration.
That's right, and we continue reading, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And those are lyrics from a very popular song, aren't they, Gabe?
It's true. Maybe you've heard it before. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And of course, this song is singing about different things that happen during the holiday season or the Christmas season.
That's right, and we read this popular song's title and lyrics reflect the happiness many people feel during the holiday season, which lasts the whole month of December.
Well, let's take a look at something from this sentence. We're talking about the popular song's title and lyrics here. What are lyrics? Well, that's a good word from our word bank. The lyrics are the words to a song. So, do you like listening to songs for their melodies or for their lyrics, Carolyn?
Well, I like to listen to songs many, many times so that I can first enjoy the melody, just listening to the music and enjoying the harmonies and the different elements of the song, and then really focusing on the lyrics. What are the lyrics saying? Are they positive lyrics? Are they negative lyrics? I really like Heavenly Melody's song lyrics.
Interesting. Yes, Heavenly Melody. They work here with Studio Classroom, and of course, they always have positive lyrics. Now, sometimes it's true, you might like a song for the melody or the music, but then you listen to the lyrics and you change your mind. That happens to me sometimes. I think lyrics are very important. It's important to have positive lyrics. All right, well, let's continue here. This popular song's title and lyrics reflect the happiness that many people feel. Well, let's take a look at that word, reflect. Usually, a mirror reflects something. Carolyn, how do we use it here?
Well, that's not what it means here. Here we're talking about it makes the idea very clear or apparent. It represents something. So you might say that the movie reflected the importance of friendship. So from watching the movie, you could tell that the main message was friendship.
All right. Or maybe you walk outside and you look around and you can see that nature reflects God's creativity, or it reflects God's beauty. Or maybe you listen to a song, and you didn't write it, but you could say that the song reflects your love for somebody. And of course, here we're talking about a song. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's right, and we continue reading. Stores are filled with lights, decorations, and sales signs, because this is a very busy shopping time as well.
And so businesses and families hold parties, and the smell of baking cookies and other holiday treats fills homes. All right, well, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever experienced a smell of some kind when you're walking into a mall or a home? Something can fill a home. A smell can fill a home.
And the smell of baking cookies fills many homes during the holiday season. Now we continue and we learn about our first festival. Geneva, Switzerland holds a chocolate festival called L'Escalade on December 11th to commemorate the defeat of an attacking army.
Well, this sounds like a delicious festival. I would love to attend this festival, because Swiss chocolate is delicious. Well, let's take a look at a word from our word bank here, commemorate. Now, this is remembering something by celebrating it. How could you use that word?
Well, a lot of things are commemorated, especially in December. On December 25th, people commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ, and we have Christmas.
That's right. Now, what else can you commemorate? Well, many countries commemorate their independence or the day they became their own country. They do this once a year. Well, you can commemorate the defeat of an attacking army if you visit Geneva, Switzerland in December.
That's right. And we continue reading. According to one story, a woman poured soup on a soldier's head, hit him with her cauldron, and then ran to warn her neighbors. And Gabe, was this helpful?
Well, it was, because we read this stopped the attack, so now people smash and eat chocolate cauldrons in her honor. All right, well, it sounds quite painful. Cauldrons are big, heavy pots. All right, now it's time for us to take a break. But first, we need to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这个文章的第一个重点是 lyric 这个名词。Lyric 是指歌词，所以都是用复数型 lyrics。例如 the lyrics of the song were written by the singer herself. 这首歌的歌词是歌手自己写的。或者是 I love Paul Simon's lyrics. 我超喜欢 Paul Simon 的歌词。或者是 both the music and the lyrics to the song were written by Mariah Carey. 这首歌的旋律和歌词都是玛丽亚·凯莉写的。接下来我们看的是 commemorate 这个动词。M-E-M-O-R 这个字根有记忆的意思。所以 commemorate 是指纪念或庆祝。例如 the exhibition was held to commemorate the birth of this great artist. 这个展览是为了纪念这位伟大艺术家的诞辰。它的名词是字尾的 E 去掉加上 I-O-M 变成 commemoration. 例如 the statue was built in commemoration of a great general. 这座雕像是为了纪念这位伟大的将军而建造的。
Well, what do you like about the month of December? Is it the most wonderful time of the year? That's the way many people feel about December because it is considered the holiday season. And indeed, there are many things to celebrate in December. Now, how would you feel if you had a big cauldron dropped on your head? Well, that's what happened in history in the country of Switzerland.And this was to stop an attack from an attacking army. And of course, to stop the attack, and so people now celebrate by eating and smashing chocolate cauldrons. Well, we have more to learn about the month of December, so let's do that now.
December. From December 6th to 14th this year, the Dubai International Film Festival...will show fabulous films from around the world. Some important medical issues are remembered this month. December 1 is World AIDS Day, and December 3rd is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. This month in Oslo, Norway, Nobel Prizes will be awarded to people who have made outstanding contributions to the world. The awards recognize scientific discoveries, profound literature, and peace efforts.The flower associated with December is the narcissus. December's gemstone, the turquoise, symbolizes happiness, success, and prosperity. Those are things everyone hopes for during this wonderful time of year.
We have great festivals to learn about in this part of the reading as well. So let's look at it. From December 6 to 14 this year, the Dubai International Film Festival will show fabulous films from around the world.
And we need to take a look at that fabulous word straight from our word bank. It is fabulous. Now, fabulous is another one of those words that means wonderful or great or amazing.You could talk about a show as being a fabulous show, or you did a fabulous job in the show.
That's right. So it just means something that is extremely good. What is fabulous for you? Did anything fabulous happen today? I hope you are having a fabulous day.
And maybe you want to check out some of these fabulous films from around the world at the Dubai International Film Festival.If you have a chance to visit this month. Okay, well, let's continue here. We're learning about something other than festivals here. Some important medical issues are remembered this month. All right, now we just used the word remember. We learned the word commemorate before, but you shouldn't use the word commemorate here. When you commemorate something, you are celebrating something. But here we're remembering something important about medical issues.
That's right. And the first one we have is on December 1st. We read, December 1 is World AIDS Day, and December 3 is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. So these are days specifically set aside to remember people who have these issues.
That's right. Well, we have something more to learn with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Let's go there now.
An abbreviation is any shortened form of a word or phrase. However, we need to be aware that there are two different types of abbreviations, acronyms and initialisms.
An initialism, as the name suggests, is a group of initial letters used as an abbreviation for a name or expression. For example, USA is an initialism for the United States of America. BBC is an initialism for the British Broadcasting Corporation.
An acronym is also made from the first letter or letters of a string of words. But the difference is that an acronym is pronounced like a word. For example, the abbreviation for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, should be pronounced NASA, not NASA.
So it has to be one or the other. Nobody pronounces USA USA because it's an initialism.
And we should not pronounce the acronym AIDS, A-I-D-S. It should be AIDS.
That's right. It should be pronounced like a word, AIDS, not spelled out, because it's an acronym, which, by the way, stands for Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. Now, another mistake I often hear is APP, which is not even an abbreviation.
No, it's a clipped word that comes from the word application, as we mentioned last month.
Therefore, APP should always be pronounced app. I just downloaded a new app on my cell phone.
我们今天来讨论 abbreviation 缩写。英文的缩写大致上可以分两种，一个是 initialism， 一个是 acronym。initialism 是首字母缩写，也就是由一个名称的每一个字的第一个字母所组成的缩写。像 United States of America 的缩写是 USA， 而 acronym 是头字语，头字语也是由几个字的第一个字母组成，但是 acronym跟 initialism 最大的差别是 acronym 是要当作一个英文单字读出来，而不是每个字母分开来念。像美国的太空总署叫做 NASA， 而不是 NASA。同样的，今天课文提到的艾滋病要读 AIDS， 而不是 AIDS， 因为 AIDS 是一个头字语。顺便一提的是所谓的 APP， 这个字我们上个月有讲过，它并不是一个缩写，所以不要把它读作 APP， 要读 APP。 APP 其实是一个 clipped word， 截短词，它来自 application， 应用程式，结果尾巴被切掉，只剩下 APP。 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. It is important to know the difference between an acronym and an initialism. Well, continuing with our article, this month in Oslo, Norway, Nobel Prizes will be awarded to people who have made outstanding contributions to the world.
And I think it's very important to think about contributing. How do you contribute to your society? Of course, if you contribute,then you could say you're making a contribution of some kind. So, how do you contribute to your neighborhood or to the society where you live?
That's right. And these are very special awards, not just for people who are helping their community, but helping the entire world. The awards recognize scientific discoveries, profound literature, and peace efforts.
Well, we can recognize many of these kinds of things in the Nobel Prizes. Well, what else can you recognize? Well, I need you to recognize that word, recognize, and we're going to learn more about this with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence. The awards recognize scientific discoveries, profound literature,and peace efforts. That's our grammar tip sentence. And today our focus is on the word recognize. Normally we use recognize to talk about seeing something and remembering that you do know what it is. Like, for example, I recognize the man's face, but I can't remember his name. But in today's sentence, to recognize means to officially say or show that somebody did a good job. So today's sentence just means that these awards are for the purpose of officially showing how some people did a good job in literature and peace efforts, as well as scientific discoveries. This use of recognize is most often used in formal situations, like in a speech. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank and recognize all of you who put in so much energy and time to help us with this project. We can also see this word recognize on certificates like, this certificate recognizes the outstanding achievements of Peter Sanders. So try practicing using this word, and that's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Continuing with this last part of the article, the flower associated with December is the narcissus. So each month we've been talking about the flowers for the month, and this month is the narcissus, which is very similar to a daffodil. Daffodils are actually in the same plant family.
That's right, and these flowers are, of course, very beautiful. And we continue here learning about the stone. December's gemstone, the turquoise, symbolizes happiness, success, and prosperity. All right, well, those things go together most of the time. Happiness, success, and prosperity. Let's take a look at our word from the word bank, symbolize. What does that mean, Carolyn? How can you use that word?
Well, if something symbolizes something, that means it represents it very clearly, or it is a perfect example of something. So you could say, wedding rings represent or symbolize happiness, they symbolize commitment, and they symbolize true love.
It's true, and something else that symbolizes true love is a heart. Anytime you see the shape of a heart, that symbolizes love. Of course, you know that. So, of course, December's gemstone, the turquoise, symbolizes happiness, success, and prosperity. And those are things everyone hopes for during this wonderful time of year. All right, well, it's time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 fabulous 这个形容词。Fabulous 是指极好的、极棒的，或者是令人难以置信的。例如 ，The boy's fabulous singing talent amazed his teacher. 这个男孩超凡的歌唱才能让他的老师很赞叹。或者是 ，We had a fabulous time on our trip. 我们在旅途中有非常美好的时光。或者是 ，Janet is a fabulous actress. Janet 是一个很厉害的演员。最后我们看的是 symbolize 这个动词 ，symbolize 是指象征或者是用符号表示。例如 ，the color red symbolizes passion and determination， 红色象征着热情与决心。或者是 heart-shaped chocolate symbolizes adoration， 心形的巧克力象征着爱慕之情。它的名词是 symbol，S-Y-M-B-O-L， 意思是象征、标志或者是符号。例如 ，the ring is a symbol of commitment。戒指是承诺的象征。And I'll give the time back to our teachers.
There are so many wonderful things to enjoy in the month of December. Today we've talked about festivals, holidays, and different things that are remembered or commemorated during this month. So, what holidays do you know about? Are there any holidays that you know of in December, Gabe?
Why, yes, there are, Carolyn. One holiday I can think of is Hanukkah, celebrated by many Jewish people around the world. Another holiday, well, it's not a holiday, but my mom's birthday is this month. So, of course, I'll just say right now, happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, that's so nice, Gabe. Now, of course, one of the biggest holidays in the U.S. is Christmas, and that is Jesus' birthday. So, many birthdays this month. And there's another interesting holiday in the U.S. called Kwanzaa, which celebrates African-American heritage. So, what other holidays can you think of? Talk about it in English, and we will see you here next time on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. last a lifetime.